Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. Christopher, it's been a while. How are you?
You know what? I am fantastic. It is spring. The magnolias have done their thing. And I'm sat here opposite my favourite person to talk about transport with. What a day.
And the last time we talked about transport, we travelled overnight. We'd shared a bed together. We'd consumed the podcast. Not consumed, consummated. People were wondering what we did consume. A lot of alcohol in the Glasgow Stock Exchange, I seem to remember. But a lot of travel hackers have been getting in touch saying how much they enjoyed the Sleeper series, which is fantastic. Although, even-handedly, people have been saying that was the biggest waste of my time that you guys have ever done.
Well, I think people enjoyed the fact that we were doing a thing.
Mm.
Nobody got the hack.
No, well, there wasn't a hack, really.
No, finally.
Well, that's easy to say a year on. But there's the pertinent point. It is a year on. We haven't hacked for a little while.
No.
I miss you. I miss our Patreons. No. We like doing the big hacks, the big journeys, but sometimes it's nice just to talk about travel. It's nice just to see your face.
It is. It is nice to see your face. And I know we've got plans to do some social. You know, we do obviously get on as friends outside of this.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I invite you to things and let's see if you turn up to any of them in the next month or two.
That's a good point. You invite me to things and I turn up.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I do invite you to things.
To be fair to you, you did invite me to your house 5 years ago.
That's true. Yeah. And you came and I've never invited you back. So, look, we're back. We're going to be back more regularly. We are going to talk travel. And don't worry, the big hacks, the big journeys have gone nowhere. They are still going to happen. And we've got some big plans in the pipeline.
The big journeys have gone nowhere. It feels like a tagline for what we do.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So we're back and we want to talk. We're still going to hack, but let's catch up to begin with. Let's get going. What journeys have you made in the last 24 hours?
Well, obviously I cycle everywhere, so there's no need to sort of talk about that. But I did do something that I've now done a couple of times in the last month that I do really recommend. It's spring now, so fewer layers. It was a dry day yesterday. And we had like a group of people from my day job. We had to go to another office to do a presentation. And, you know, that can be quite a stressful experience. And quite often you get together. Do you get a cab in London streets? No, because in the middle of the day, it's very busy. Do you sort of do a couple of different tube stops? You know, just to travel 2 miles can get a bit stressful for such a short journey. So the five of us line biked together to the pitch.
I wondered whether you were going to say this. Now, I don't think I've said this to you. I lime biked a few months back now. It's the only lime bike journey I've made, and I absolutely loved it.
And why have you not lime biked since?
The cost.
Oh. I bought, to be fair, it is expensive.
Yeah, well, I think so.
I bought an hour's usage that lasts for 3 days. So you can use that 60 minutes over 3 days. And it was £7. And I think that's all right. If you buy the credit in advance, it's all right. If you're making lots of short journeys. But you're absolutely right. If you just say, I'm going to ride from here to there, it's going to take 20 minutes. They are doing you over really bad.
Yeah. And that was what I thought. I thought, oh, wow, the tech of this is good. The bike's cool. I love the fact that I can put my phone as like a sat nav on the dashboard. What do you call it on a bike? Not a dashboard. Crossbar? Crossbar. Crossbar? Is it a crossbar? Is it called a crossbar?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So I put that there and I thought, this is amazing. And then when I stopped and looked at the price, I thought, oh, wow, that's pricey. But the journey I was doing was one that wasn't really lending itself to a journey on a bus because that'd be slow, or tube. I'd have to sort of like go up and then come down. And I thought, well, let's try this. It's there. I've got time. But I didn't know that you could buy in advance. So that is something that I might do. The one thing that I haven't said, and this could be an error mentioning this in this public forum, I've not told my wife I've done that.
You've not told your wife that you took the lime bike?
No.
Does she have beef with you taking lime bikes?
I don't think she's got any beef with the Lime Corporation. Are they owned by Uber, actually?
Oh. Well, they certainly have some kind of partnership. Whether it's full ownership or not, I don't know.
But she'd have a beef with me, A, cycling in London, and
we cycled in London.
I know, but she knew that was very, very early on a weekend morning, and that was fine.
Right.
And I had a helmet with me at that time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Were you half cut on this lime bike ride as well?
No, I wasn't, no.
Okay, good. No. Good. A lot of people
So I'll lime again. I will lime again. Oh, yeah. And some of the limers that I see are horrendous people.
Yeah.
But, all right. Okay.
Some of the limers are, quote, horrendous people.
Yes, they are, yeah. Because, like you say, they're predominantly half cut.
Well, they might just be making a mistake. And I'm not sure we're the podcast that judges how much making mistake makes you a horrendous person. That's a big moral question.
You become more and more and more of my moral conscience as we get older.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment. I asked you a question about a journey of the last 24 hours, but I don't actually have an interesting one to tell you about. I'm just
the kids to school.
No, well, okay, let's move on to a big development, actually, because one of the journeys that I have taken in the last 24 hours was dropping my 6-year-old son to school, a school run that I do every morning, and that school run is now done in, drum roll, an electric car.
Wow, Richie.
Yeah.
What would Richie Firth 2010 say about Richie Firth 2024?
He wouldn't recognise him.
No.
He would not recognise him. And I'm now almost evangelical about electric cars.
Oh, I've got so many questions.
Tell you what, you ask me questions.
Okay, what is the brand of car?
Tesla.
Mm. Okay. I've got a whole sidebar of other questions now.
I've scratched the Elon Musk.
It's all right. You can take antibiotics for that. So you have a Tesla, and it's like a family car.
What do you mean by family car?
Is it a 5-door car?
Well, it's got 4 doors and a boot, so yeah, 5 doors.
I
hate the fact that they're classed as 5-door cars. Who gets in and out the boot? Not even the Dukes of Hazzard did that.
No, and they are, if anyone was going to.
Yeah, they would. So let's call it a 4-door car with a boot.
Okay. And you can do the chargings at home.
Yes. Now, is that a question or is that a point I can jump off at? Because I think that is a critical point of chatting about electric cars. So when we got the car, it's a used Tesla. There's no way I could afford a brand new one, but it was used.
I wouldn't know.
It was, I know, because cars is your weakness. So I bought it used through Tesla and it arrived, but we had to wait about a week and a bit until the fella could come out and fit the home charger. The first week of the electric car ownership, I didn't have the ability to charge at home. And there's a fair few bits that you need to check about charging at home before you just like set it up. You've got to check your fuse board out, for want of a better electric way of talking about things, because they take a lot of electricity. And if you've got a knackered old sort of 1950s fuse box, you could blow the whole house by just charging at home on a 3-pin plug.
Interesting. So I, when I was obviously maybe more of an influencer than I am now, given a Nissan Leaf for a week to drive around.
Yeah.
And I just charged that out of the flat I lived in Hackney, just ran a cable out the window and charged it from the mains.
Bad idea. You could have blown that place.
Could have done. Electricity was much cheaper then, which is my next question. And, you know, no agenda on this question, unlike many of the questions I ask you. Like, is it expensive to run an electric car at the moment, or are you like doing okay there?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll try not to preempt my answer, but needless to say, you won't be surprised. I have done research on this and I have all the figures to hand. And actually, the Tesla app that you have with the car presents you with those figures as well. And they actually tie in with my own independent figures.
Sure. Okay. Well, so I believe your independent figures rather than their biased app, but please carry on.
Well, I'll give you my independent figures, which have been pretty much backed up by theirs. Right. And it was done in that order. So the first thing that I did is that I changed our electricity to a EV tariff. So that means that between midnight and 7 a.m. in the morning, we get charged.
As opposed to 7 a.m. in the evening.
As opposed to 7 a.m. in the evening. But it's important. So for that 7 hours overnight, we get charged 8p per kilowatt hour. That compares to, for the rest of the day, something like 35p maybe,
right,
a kilowatt hour. So by charging overnight, you're getting cheaper rate electricity and you're not driving overnight, so it's the perfect time to leave the car plugged in. Secondly, you can set a timer. So you can have it plugged in when you sit down and watch The Apprentice at 9 o'clock, but it's not going to actually start charging until midnight because you've told it. So over the last month, I have calculated, because we did have a diesel BMW, so you got the most expensive fuel there, but maybe a little bit more economical. So these figures are a diesel BMW versus a Tesla. And the amount of petrol, diesel, that we would have spent in the last month, this is me being serious because...
I'm astonished. I genuinely can't stop listening.
We would have spent £129 on diesel over the last month with the miles that we have done. And hand on heart and on the life of my children, it's not as if our driving habits have changed. We're doing exactly the same miles and motoring that we would have done. So we would have spent £129 on diesel in the last month. Do you want to guess how much we've spent on electricity?
Okay.
Charging the car overnight.
For the love of God, I hope it's a lot less. I really do. Let's say you've more than halved, 60 quid.
£21.
That's great. £21.
£21. And that's me being serious and not actually trying to wind you up or anything like that.
But you've got the additional saving that 129 quid would have been what, maybe three runs to the petrol garage for 129 quid's worth of petrol, two or three runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think of all the pounds you've saved on Kit Kats.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and that's pounds on the body as well.
Yeah.
The other saving is because it's an electric vehicle, I've gone from having to pay £500 vehicle tax a year in that big old diesel to paying zero. If I want to go and see you or me old man in London, congestion charge, zero. And then you've got the whole servicing side of things. There's no engine in there, so I don't need to be going and like having as many services and all that kind of stuff. So at the moment, win-win. The one big thing that I would say, serious point here, is I don't think there is any point considering an electric car at this stage in life if you don't have the fortune to be able to park your car off-road and charge from your house overnight.
Okay, so on my road where you don't have that option, a load of the lampposts, you can now plug in to the lamppost and charge your car on the lamppost.
Well, that's good, but what's the cost of that? Because I don't know how that works. Who would you have to... Who would you have to sign up with to charge off a lamppost?
There is a QR code on it, and I haven't done the research. Maybe someone listening right now lampposts up their car and can give us an answer on that. I genuinely don't know.
Is that still going to be some form of public charging? And I'm thinking that that's going to still be more expensive than an overnight tariff with your electricity provider.
Yeah. Okay. Well done, Rich.
Travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com.
Well done, God. You remembered it.
Also, do you want to know some speed stats about the Tesla?
Not really, but I know you probably want to say them, so go on.
0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds.
And have you done that yourself?
Yes, I have. It's like a rocket.
And have you done that outside the kids' school?
No, I would not.
Does it make? Because when a car does that, you expect to hear like a real vroom.
Mm-hmm.
When the electric, does it do that silently?
Yes, there is no noise. The only noise it makes is when it's going backwards. It emits when you reverse the engine. There's no engine. The car makes a noise for the sake of safety of those people around, and it kind of sounds like a spaceship and goes. Actually, that sounds more like a ghost, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard loads of ghosts.
All right. Okay. Yeah. A breeze in a drafty house.
Right. Okay. I'm fascinated. That's amazing. I don't know why it doesn't adopt the already recognised like lorry and heavy goods vehicle. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh yeah, but who wants to sound like that outside your house?
I don't know. It feels immediately now when I hear that noise. I immediately, I have a Pavlovian response that goes, something big is reversing near me. I need to be aware because my, thousands of years of human instinct hasn't prepared me for this.
I think we'd like lorries more if they made the noise of...
Is it noisy enough?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of my neighbours have said, we love the noise of your car.
Oh, well, are you sure that's not some kind of passive-aggressive thing?
I don't think so. Gary wouldn't be like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Gary?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I just wish he'd wear trousers more often when you're looking through the windows.
He wears trousers, just in case Gary's listening.
So cars, 45% of all transport emissions. So you're doing your little bit to cut like those transport emissions, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's not why I got the car, but it is a good thing.
Why did you get the car?
Cost.
Oh, this was purely a financial thing. You couldn't give a fuck about the environment.
I do give
2010
fucks.
Richie Firth does recognise this guy.
I give fucks about the environment, okay?
Right.
I do.
Secondary fucks.
Primarily, it was less per month than the BMW that we currently had.
Yep.
I knew that... my energy / fuel. It's not fuel anymore. It's just energy. I knew that was going to be cheaper. I knew I was going to make savings on the tax disc. So it was win-win. I knew that every month I was going to be better off by doing this. So that was my primary concern. What I do like is the fact that I'm not having to buy fuel anymore because I am preserving a better world for yours and my children.
Okay. Good for you. What do you think, though, about the accusation that moving from petrol car to electric car is like moving from cigarettes to vaping, and essentially you're still going to fuck your lungs either way?
Well, that's not been proven with vaping yet, has it?
What do you... Oh, my God, don't be part of that movement. What do you think about the use of rare metals in the lithium-ion batteries and the amount of acid waste that is produced as a result of that?
Well, I check my driveway every single morning and I haven't seen a single bit of acid on it.
In the manufacturing of the cars.
I don't know how they make the cars.
I guess, you know what?
We've all had lithium-ion batteries in our bloody Makita toolkits for ages. And no one's got a problem with them.
Imagine a Makita drill the size of a Tesla.
Oh, think of the holes.
Think of the holes. But I guess it doesn't really bother you that much, does it? Because if you're principally doing this for cost, not environmental reasons, it's less of a problem for you.
Yes.
For me, Rich, don't get me wrong, I do see the benefits of electric cars. I like them, yeah?
You then, would you rather I still had the diesel-guzzling BMW or the Tesla?
I'd rather you cycle to the train station.
Oh, man. Right.
Tell me that's an inconsistent view.
With you, no, it's not.
Tell me you don't like train travel.
I love train travel. Do you want to get rid of all cars? Why am I doing this podcast with you?
I don't want to get rid of all cars. And in fact, let's say, imagine in a city like London or a town like where... Imagine if all the HGVs, the vans, the taxis, the big vehicles, imagine if we got to a place where they were all electric and not petrol. So imagine like the air quality in our towns and cities.
Absolutely.
That's a fantastic thing.
But you've still got a problem with the lithium ion forests. All right.
It is a problem. It's not necessarily the end of the world, but it is a problem. And tell me that you think it's a bad thing if we doubled the capacity for public transport and we had a good, well-run public transport network where people didn't even need to be getting those cars using, like I say, 45% of road traffic is people like you driving up and down in your cars.
I have said many, many, many times that we should have a better public transport network, and you can immediately gather that by retesting people at 60 and saving on all the accidents and all that kind of stuff and insurance claims and healthcare just because some old dear driving an electric car pressed the wrong button and put it through a bay window or something. Yeah.
60.
Retest at 60, yes.
60.
I'm not banning people from
young.
I'm not banning people from driving at 60. I'm just saying have a retest. Probably get people back in employment as well.
Okay, right. I didn't expect this conversation to go in that direction. I agree with some of what you've said.
Christopher.
Yes.
You remember one of our successful hacks of visiting the London Overground in all stations in as quick a time possible?
It was like one of the most remarkable days of my life. I will never forget being stood outside a chicken wing bar in Romford.
That was great.
As we attempted to fill in that last random bit of the overground line between, was it between Romford and Upminster?
Yeah.
Via Emerson Park?
That's it. Yeah.
Now, so it was a remarkable day. We didn't break any records. It turns out we slightly fucked it up.
Yes.
But the London Overground now, tell me if I'm wrong here, is kind of no more?
Correct. See, like, you were just trying to work out what the names were of the line between Upminster and Romford. Well, they've given you names to the London Overground to pretty much fix the problem that you had there of not being able to come up with the name of the line. So whereas everything was just, I'm going to get the Overground, now the line that you were just describing is called the Liberty Line.
The Liberty Line. I've never understood this. Again, maybe a listener can contribute to this. I don't know what Romford has to do with Liberty. As someone who spent some of my childhood there, it doesn't feel like the most Liberty-focused part of the world. But, like, the shopping centres there were Liberty and Liberty 2. And now the line is the Liberty Line. I've got no idea why that is. But I guess there is some kind of link between Liberty and Romford.
Well, TfL... Mm-hmm. who have the right to name these lines, mm-hmm. have said that it is named the Liberty Line with reference to the historical independence of the people of the borough of Havering, through which the Liberty Line runs, as well as celebrating a defining feature of London.
It's sort of, it doesn't really, what is the spirit of independence that the people of Havering...
I've no idea. We'll have to take an episode where we go out and visit the borough of Havering and see how independent
they feel.
London
borough of Havering. I spent much of my childhood there. It's just a place.
Yeah, but in fairness, you are, as has been shown with the discussion about Elon Musk and Tesla, you are a very independent thinking man. So that's Havering all over.
Right. Okay.
Chris Liberty Skinner, I'm going to call you now.
I think there is a reason I don't live there now. No disrespect to any of the people of there. I have a view on that part of the world, which is the only people who are allowed to slag it off are people from there. So,
okay. Have you got a problem with suffragettes then?
No. I think the suffragette movement is one of the most important movements of the last 100-150 years, Rich.
Oh, I'm not talking about the suffragette movement. I'm talking about the suffragette line.
Well, tell me where the suffragette line runs to and from, Rich.
Gospel Oak, North London, Arsenal territory, to Barking Riverside, kind of your territory.
Yeah. Why is that specific bit called the suffragette line?
Well, let's go back to TfL's wonderful thinking.
Right.
It's named to celebrate how London's East End working class community fought for women's rights. The line also runs to Barking, home of the longest surviving suffragette, Annie Huggett, who doesn't survive any longer because she died at the age of 103.
Well, respect to Annie Huggett. Power to you and power to the suffragette movement and respect to the suffragette line. I like that one. Tick.
Well, why don't you jump on the... You were saying about how I've not invited you over for 5 years. Why don't you come up and visit me on the Weaver line?
Okay, the Weaver line, I guess, makes sense because that was probably just outside London. There was probably a light industrial Hertfordshire trade that fed into London. Is that why it's called the Weaver line?
Pretty much. Liverpool Street up through Spitalfields, Bethnal Green, mm-hmm. and Hackney, your parish.
Yep.
The route travels through several areas of London that are known for their importance in the textile trade. Weaver line.
Nice. Respect. Makes sense.
I know a line that you actually catch a lot through to Highbury and Islington would be the Windrush line.
Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah, it does indeed. Another one that I completely get.
That's because there's two lines that run that way. I assume that's the one that connects East London and South East London, is it?
Well, the Weaver line is Highbury and Islington down to West Croydon. So going through a lot of...
That's the Windrush line, is it?
The Windrush... I'm getting my W's mixed up. Your Windrush line going through a lot of Caribbean communities like Dalston Junction and Peckham Rye.
Yeah.
And honouring the Windrush community. The Mild May line might need some education.
Well, that's the hospital, isn't it?
It is, yes. Richmond to Stratford.
Yes.
First one that you got. Well done.
No, I was pretty there or thereabouts with the last one and the one before that.
I think it's the first one that you've like burst the back of the net with.
Okay, go on. Tell our listeners more about the Mild May line, because that's a good one.
It is. Very small charitable hospital in Shoreditch that played a very important role in the HIV/AIDS crisis in the 80s. That's why it's been named the Mild May line. One left.
Oh, one left. Oh, shit, go on.
Yes, yeah. The Lioness line.
Oh, does it go to Wembley and it's in tribute of our female footballers?
Yes.
I don't even know what line that is.
Watford Junction to Euston, yes. Honouring the achievements of the England's women's football team.
Nice. You know, there's some contemporary stuff. There's some old stuff.
Yep.
I don't think I disagree. The Liberty line still confuses me a touch. The rest all feel pretty sensible to me.
I think at best, I'd look at the Three Lions line.
Oh, so you've got a problem with it just being the female footballers, right?
Not at all. I've gone to watch Arsenal beat Tottenham in the WSL at the Emirates with a full 60,000 capacity and attendance. I embrace and like and watch women's football. I have absolutely no problem with women's football. But if you're going to name a line after that one achievement, which was a really important one, I think and it's wrong that we've only been playing women's football for the amount of time that we have, particularly at Wembley. But if you're going to name it after the fact it goes past Wembley Stadium and you want to acknowledge England playing football there, then you have to acknowledge that it's been played there for over 100 years. And that the men's side won in 66. And I think Three Lions encompasses the shirt that is both on the men's and the women's team. And a lot of people might get on board with that and buy into a lot of the names more than if they felt like just the Lionesses were being rammed down people's throat.
Understand your point. I would counterpoint that, Rich, with the men have had loads of plaudits so far, and all the other lines... what they do is they give an extra voice to the people who've been underrepresented so far. There's absolutely no way you're telling me that the 1966 World Cup triumph has not really been talked about over the last 50 years. Did we? Rich, tell me about that. Did we? Jeff Hurst, Russian linesman? Really?
Apparently so.
No.
Apparently so.
No. And what happened in the 74 World Cup?
Well, that wasn't here.
What happened in it?
No idea. So you wouldn't name a line after it?
What happened in the 78 World Cup?
Wasn't here.
What happened in the 82 World Cup?
That was in Spain.
England got knocked out in the group stages without winning a game, yeah. I think.
But Brian Robson scored after about 8 seconds.
Adelaide and Villa. 74. I genuinely don't know what happened to England in 74.
Well, we weren't alive, for starters.
We weren't alive, but there are, like, you know, we weren't alive when most of these things we talked about happened.
I can get with the Lioness line.
All right.
I don't really have a beef with any of them.
You don't have a beef. I have a beef with the Liberty line.
Let's go to Havering.
No. Maybe. We have done that on the show already. I'm not sure we need to go back again.
Travelhackerpodcast at gmail.com if you have anything to say about the... naming of the overground lines, if you have intel for how much it is to hotwire a lamppost. Next week, I will tell you about how we actually, once upon a time, ran a live radio show powered by a lamppost.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Can we also, on next week's show, can I tell you about what I think might be the most trains I got in 4 hours, and that's not just counting tube. Like, genuinely, I've got a great story to tell you.
I'm all over that, and it feels like another challenge that we should go out and do.
I mean, I don't recommend it. But.
And on the subject of that, Chris and I do have plans. We will be getting out doing our bigger hacks very soon. But Patreons, all of you, do get in touch. travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. If there is something that you would like us to go and hack, and we shall.
Was that a cue for me to say something?
What you could say is, yeah, I'm really excited.
I cannot wait to
And if you don't do that, then we're going to Havering.
I want to do every cycle path in Milton Keynes.
You pitch that every single time.
Well, again, I'm consistent. You can rely on me.
Could you service my bike?
Sounds like a euphemism.
See you next week.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.